In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of heaven and earth, Saint Joseph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This place, the New Jerusalem, is heaven. Or another way, here on earth, Mary is that paradise on earth. She is the Bride of Christ, the City of God. Here, God lived among men in the womb of Mary. His paradise on earth. Mary cried, and there is something better. Go to Mary in your mourning and in your sadness, and she will console you, because that's what Jesus did when he was a little boy, and also during his crucifixion. He cried, a greater pain than any other pain was to see his mother crying at the foot of the cross. St. Bridget of Sweden. Because Mary is the gateway to heaven. St. Bernard called her the conduit to heaven. In her, heaven and earth unite. The mystical body is shaped by the grace mediating from Mary, the Mother of God. The Son of God, his mystical body, is enclosed in Holy Mother, the Church, and we are members of Christ's mystical body. This new Jerusalem is like Mary Assumpta, who is Queen of Heaven and Earth. She brings the members of the New Jerusalem to the King, who wipes away their tears and takes away death. Heaven is eternal bliss, an eternal homeland. No word can describe it. It is made for saints. Question. How many miss this place called heaven and go to the eternal fires? Yesterday we heard from Father Giles, who celebrated the feast day in the little chapel that we have of Padre Pio. St. Giles was the third, Blessed Giles rather. He had foretold that he would never become a saint, but he was the third friar to join the order of St. Francis and was known for his simple discourses. A friar, when questioning about the perpetual virginity of Our Lady, struck the ground with his staff three times. Blessed Giles struck the ground three times. She was a virgin before the birth of Jesus, and a lily sprung up. He struck the ground again, a second time. She is a virgin during the birth of Jesus. Again, a lily sprung up. She is the virgin after the birth of Jesus. Another lily sprung up when he struck the ground. The brothers and sisters of Jesus were not Mary's or Joseph's offspring. Again, Blessed Giles, he was a confidant to popes. He had this to say when a friar, after having a nocturnal vision, believed no friars were in hell. Blessed Giles said, you have not looked deeply enough. We are made for heaven, but we need to aim high, or you're going to miss it. You only get one chance, and that's this life here on earth. Be ready. You do not know when death is coming. It comes like a thief at night when you are least expecting. When your bank account has peaked and your comfort's extremely good when you've made it. Are you like the rich man, the rich young man, who was called to perfection and never got there? Or are you like the rich man who refused charity to the poor? Have you confessed all your sins, or do you think they will just go away in time? Time is running out. Confess your sins. On the 4th of April, a Perth priest, Father Tiziano, died unexpectedly at 51 years of age. It was he who said, "Be always ready." Are you ready? He died a promoter of divine mercy. Seek mercy yourselves by being merciful and forgiving. However, this does not excuse you from the spiritual works of mercy to correct the sinner. Or have I accepted or encouraged the sins of others, be it in our children, parents, friends, or associates? Do you instruct the ignorant? Do I know the true faith and try to improve my knowledge in the faith? Have I respectfully tried to pass on the true faith and devotion to others? Do I lead by example? Have I defended the faith? Do you counsel the doubtful? Made available to answer questions when asked? Have you helped educate people when the opportunity arose? Do you comfort the sorrowful? Listen to them. Help those who are sad whenever possible. Do you bear wrongs patiently? Do I pray for the virtue of patience? Have I prayed for the one who has hurt me? To forgive all injuries, do I try to forgive? Do I hold grudges? And do I pray for the living and for the dead, for the deceased, for relatives, friends, and associates? What I have just said is not indifference, but strong faith you are called. You are called to be saints here on earth. By going to Our Lady, the transformation will come about. But you need, as we know, the invisible Lord, transformed, not his divine nature, but put on a human nature to be like us. We are, Mary is, consubstantial in the flesh with our Lord. We have sin, but we are in his image and likeness. Go to Mary. She's a refuge of sinners, and ask her to help you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.